Looking at the December issue of North Bay Biz magazine, growth, no growth. Wow. That is a circumstance that we've been trying to figure out probably since the beginning of time. Even inside the cave, we were trying to figure that out. But there's a great discussion about growth or no growth when it comes to the North Bay in the December issue of North Bay Biz. And wanted to talk about part of that. Karen Hart is here. She's the editor of North Bay Biz. Good morning, Karen. Why did you choose this subject for December?
Well, good morning, Pat. So there's been a lot of talk about the labor shortage, and the entire West Coast is facing a challenge. The unemployment rate in the three counties, Napa, Marin, and Sonoma, is about 3%. The national rate is about 3.7%. So currently, there's a lot of jobs in the North Bay, but there's no employees. That's the bottom line. And before the October 2017 firestorm, we had a critical lack of housing. And since then, the problem's only gotten worse. And it's impacting a lot of industries, healthcare, hospitality, yeah, business, tech, and more. Employers are struggling. And we wanted to just do an in-depth feature about this problem and take a look at it.
Yeah, and you take a look at it from a number of different vantage points. And Karen Allery is here. She is with the Personnel Perspective. She's the managing partner there. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
And talk to us about, because I think this is an ever-changing landscape for employers, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's extremely challenging in terms of the labor shortage for all employers. It goes across all industries. All markets are touched by it, affected by it.
And it makes employers, it must make employers become very creative in terms of the way that they go after potential employees. I mean, we've got Sonoma State University just bought an apartment building in Petaluma so that when they offer a job to a faculty or a staff member, they can say, hey, here's your place to live. I mean, that's extreme.
It's extreme for the North Bay. I think that's that kind of creativity has been happening for a long time, and we're just starting to be more creative in that regard. So we're adopting different policies, different creative methods in terms of the workforce and how to attract, how to retain.
Yeah,
it's a big deal, especially when we don't have a lot of the younger generation living here. It costs too much.
It costs too much money, yeah.
No rentals available.
Yeah. That's the catch-22 of it, isn't it? So employers are becoming more creative. It's not just about salary anymore, is it?
It is not.
I mean, it's partly about salary.
Salaries are going up because that is one way to attract passive candidates, those that aren't actually looking for jobs. Benefits and perks, they're all really important. And as you say, there are some of the larger employers that are looking to subsidize housing up here so they can attract. And I see that in the healthcare industry in particular, Sonoma State, as you mentioned. Other employers are trying to do that. So they have places for their workers to live. That's not necessarily exclusive to the North Bay, but we're dealing with that.
We're dealing with it right now. What kinds of other perks are employers thinking about or offering to potential employees?
Oh boy, that's a great question.
It runs the gamut.
It really does run the gamut. And we're just starting to see the whole concept of unlimited time off, unlimited PTO time off. That's been around. That concept has been around for many years.
Nobody told our manager.
I know. So we're just starting to dip our toes in that up here in Sonoma
County.
What does
that look like?
Unlimited. As long as you get your work done, you have flexibility on how much time you're taking off.
And what about doing your work in various places outside of the office? I bet that's big too.
Flexible work arrangements are huge, especially with the millennials. And so there seems to be a lot of reluctance in allowing that, but I see more and more of it happening because it's necessary.
Well, we talked about two areas in which, getting and keeping employees is such a big deal and really almost at an emergency point. One is hospitality. Of course, we depend on the tourism industry here in Sonoma County and in the North Bay. And the other is the fact that the people who already live here are getting older. And I mean to an amazing number. 25%, I think, of Sonoma County are eligible senior citizens. And so with that, the healthcare equation comes in. Who's going to take care of all these people, and where do we put them? Karen.
It's true, and I think because the shortage of housing and the cost of living is a deterrent to younger workers, our working population up here, and I'm not the economist, but I think our working population is continuing to age, and that
so everybody's getting old,
including me. So
yeah,
it costs a lot as an employer to pay for those health insurance benefits, but it's an essential benefit that workers need.
Yeah. So what do we do? I mean, do we go? Are employers looking far outside the realms, the boundaries of Sonoma County for new people?
Yes, in many cases they are. We see throughout California, we're on our recruiting side of our business, we are recruiting out of California, nationwide in some cases, just depending on the position. We're getting creative in talking to companies about, does this job have to, you know, we want to attract the people here to the North Bay.
Yeah.
But if that's not possible, can we look at placing this person in another state, another city?
Wow. It's a very difficult and tenuous process, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like the opposite of how it used to be, where you had to do everything you possibly could as an employee to make an impression on your potential boss. And you had to, you know, pull out all the stops. And now that's what employers have to do.
That's right. That's right. And I think one of the important things to do is to really define your culture as an employer. And if you can articulate that both internally to your employees as well as externally through social media or whatever, you're going to attract like-minded people. And that is one thing that does help attract the millennial workers.
Are we that far away, Karen, from having the larger employers in the county building childcare centers within their walls?
Probably not.
I would not be surprised by that, because that's another huge expense for incoming workers.
Yes.
And existing workers that eats away at whatever the miraculous salary you're able to negotiate.
That's right.
Yeah. So, wow, it's a challenging situation. I mean, we first started talking about this, and Karen Hart she's North Bay Biz has written about this extensively, about the shortage of workers when it comes to construction, the construction areas and the rebuilding and all of that. So
absolutely,
it's not a new concept for us. But are we making headway, I guess, is the bottom line. Either one of you, both of you,
Karen,
is good.
Are you asking?
Let's ask you first, Karen Ellery.
Are we making headway? It's hard to tell. I think as the other Karen just mentioned, unemployment is, I've read about 2.5% in the North Bay, so it hovers between 2.5 and 3.0.
Everybody's got a job that wants a job, pretty much.
And then we need more. And, you know, up north, our neighbors in Butte County, they're going to need a huge amount of contractors and subcontractors up there.
Again,
so
yes.
It will be interesting. I think we've, on the construction side, it seems to me that we've had a lot of companies from outside the area come in to help rebuild.
Yes, and usually that's inside of a circumstance where a trailer is being provided, or they're staying at the boss's house or whatever. It's not as if, you know, every construction company has found housing for each and every one of their workers. So a lot of creativity going on there too. So the housing, the building of housing, is affordable housing, is another very important cog in this wheel.
I think that's really key. And I have, as you know, Pat, two sons, 20-somethings, 24, 26. Mm-hmm. One's in San Francisco and the other's in Santa Monica. And, you know, of course, mommy wants them to return home someday. But their attitude is, how are we going to afford to live in Sonoma County?
Yeah, and I think a lot of families feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you want your family close in 99% of the circumstances. but you're right. At this point now, it's undoable. It's not possible.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope we get really creative. And, you know, this is a little bit on another note, but the other thing I'm hearing about or reading about is that soft skills are a big issue.
Soft skills?
With employers.
Like, what does that mean?
It makes them nervous. How to interact with clients, phone skills, and they're saying it's heavily lacking right now.
Well, that's not surprising. since most of the communication in this world is not being done person to person, even over the phone.
Right. So, there's a detachment there.
Is that part, Karen Allery, of the culture of a business in terms of, you know, making sure? I know that, companies are going to really need to, you know, envelop the idea that they care about their employees and that they're providing as much as they can for their employees. And this kind of, you know, direct approach is probably a part of the culture that they're trying to foster.
You bet. I would agree with that. I can speak with the training and development side of our business, meaning training and developing employees and helping them up through their career, progress through their career. It is a huge deal. If companies are investing in their employees and helping them advance in their career, it's also helping the business as well.
Yeah, if you want to go to work, chances are better that you'll actually say yes to a job and show up every day, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing that has not changed over time, that's for sure. What else is in the December issue, Karen Hart?
All right, we have a great feature on age-friendly cities. And the statistic out there is that 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65 every day. So the idea behind age-friendly is that what's good for an 8-year-old is good for an 80-year-old. So read all about it and which North Bay cities have age-friendly status and which cities are looking to get it.
Very good. That's all in the December issue of North Bay Biz. Karen Allery, the managing partner of Personnel Perspective, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Karen Hart, editor of North Bay Biz. We'll catch you next time.
All right. Thank you, Pat.